Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, Alex Jones here, coming to you live from Arizona, Northern Arizona. It is, of course, the 18th day of November, 2011, on this live Friday edition, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. I am coming to you via video Skype again from Arizona, where I am traveling through the Southwest until I get back next Wednesday, kind of retracing some of the places I went to and some places I didn't go to back in 1997 to see what the United Nations Biosphere World Heritage Site takeover has basically metastasized into. I was at the Carlsbad Cavern National Park yesterday and ran into a cornucopia of Big Brother activities. In fact, it was an orgy of control freakism and anti-human global indoctrination with now the National Park Rangers festooned with firearms and tasers walking around like it's a Supermax prison with their eyes in slits, just literally thinking that terrorists are under every table. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Aaron Dykes is going to be riding shotgun with us and bringing in the latest news as it breaks. Obviously, throughout the week, we've been having Gerald Celente on because of MF Global. I was watching CNBC just about an hour ago, and they had the anchor there at the desk, a male gentleman. I meant to write down his name, but didn't have time. I think they were calling him Jamie something. And, of course, they had the attractive Asian young lady who's on in the morning, along with Kramer and one other person. And the host, who was anchoring to the people out on Wall Street, Kramer and the other people, he was saying that it looks like this MF Global is some type of theft and crime, and that now the $600 million that they claimed they knew where it was, now it's gone, and this is sending the markets down. And then they come back to Kramer and the other talking heads, and they were like, no. This is not a big deal. This is not illegal. I'm sure it's just an accident. And about 5 minutes later, the other anchor host said, yes, it's no big deal. It's just rumors, nothing to them. You could tell somebody had popped into his ear and told him, do not say this is destroying confidence. Do not say people don't like being swindled. And they cut back to the female anchor, field anchor, and she's like, yes, this just happens when you're involved in commodities. No big deal. Of course, Celente's been in it since the early 70s. I've made a novice study of it. This was money in his what's the term they use? Segregated account. It's like a bank account. And they took it, and they took 33,000 other people's money. He won't say how much it is above 100,000, but it's a lot more than 100,000. Now, Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us. We've got a lot of other news. Everything is coming to a head right now. But this MF Global situation is huge. So Celente is joining us in T-minus 26 minutes from now. And we've also got huge, huge attacks on the First Amendment and the Internet. That bill is moving through Congress right now. That's a red alert situation, that so-called copyright bill. No judge, no jury. They just take your website down and blacklist you from the Internet. ECB riots against the European Central Bank begin in Italy as globalist Super Mario forces austerity. Raise the taxes, cut the benefits, raid the pension funds, pay it all to the mega banks. Herman Cain, we've got a report here, The Whore of Babylon by Patrick Henningsen, one of our great writers. Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. Huge developments on that front. And we've also got reports that the Germans, through the Euro, are trying to block, now get this, we'll come back with Aaron, are trying to block the Brits, or people in the UK generally, from being able to vote on being brought into the new EU dictatorship. It's all coming up with Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes, Gerald Celente, and more. Stay with us.
Alex.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung System at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung System works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. I'm Alex Jones reporting on the road here in northern Arizona on the United Nations globalist takeover of our national parks and other public lands. I'm retracing some of the steps that I was on 14 years ago when I made America destroyed by design. We've been shooting a lot of high-def video of what's happened. When I get back to Austin next week, we'll have that for the nightly news and for the syndicated radio transmission that you're tuned into right now. In the meantime, via my iPhone, I filed a report from Carlsbad Caverns yesterday where it was a out-of-control police state exercise, and I think that in a few years, if this doesn't stop, the national parks will be like entering an airport with the TSA. I saw the national park rangers, some of them wearing firearms and tasers, walking around with their arms out like they were tough guys, questioning everyone. They would come over and talk to you and others. It wasn't just us. I thought they knew who I was at first. That wasn't what it was, and that they were singling me out. Turned out they were interrogating everybody. But that's just normal now in America. Like when you go rent a car, or get a hotel room, if they're part of Patriot Act compliance, you get 20 questions. So I'm going to be breaking some of that down later today. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us coming up here in about 22 minutes from now. A top trends forecaster who had over six figures, over $100,000 taken out of his private account. Reuters, AP, they've all admitted that it basically is a type of theft. If it turns out it was done on purpose, and if they don't return it at MF Global, and they're admitting that these were segregated accounts. These were, this was money he'd made in the market, money he'd invested and then made in gold futures, and that it was then his money. And they've taken other cash accounts from people as well. 33,000+ MF Global bought the trading firm that he'd been trading with and using since the early 70s. And he's never seen anything like this. And I was watching MSNBC this morning, just an hour and a half ago or so, and they had the host there anchoring it, talking to the three reporters, Cramer and two other people, on the ground at the New York Stock Exchange. And he was saying, well, what's driving down the market right now, the intel we're getting is there's no confidence now in the government. There's no confidence now in these companies, especially in futures. That's why the markets are going down. We thought that the bankruptcy of MF Global hadn't signaled a new Bear Stearns or type situation in 2008. But now that the money's missing, they'd said that they had just misplaced it. Now they won't say where it went. This is destroying confidence. And this is, well, really theft. That's what this is. This is theft. And then he throws it. I meant to write down his name, but couldn't find a pen here in the hotel room. He throws it to Cramer and the attractive woman and the other guy. And they just all say, no, it's perfectly fine. It's no big deal. It's all just an accident. Perfectly reasonable. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper, surfing the web, getting ready for the show, doing research. And he goes, oh, just to be clear, there's nothing to the rumors that the money was stolen. No one knows where it is, but it's no big deal. Quite normal. No big deal. He didn't correct himself. He just retracted everything by what he said 5 minutes later. So somebody got in his ear after the break and said, you listen here, buddy. And again, I'm not watching many of these financial shows. I've been on the road shooting video, doing interviews with locals, really learning a lot about what's happening out here out west. What spurred me to want to do this trip, about 6 months ago, my parents went out to Montana and Wyoming and visited family, friends, fellow patriots. And they've just talked about how the government's trying to encroach there and the things that are happening. So I figured I'd come back out west. And I'm not going to say the other national parks and places I'm going in the next 4 days because I don't want them to be waiting for me. You know, I wanted to go to Carlsbad Caverns, be friendly, be nice, have my wife, have my children. Richard's with us, helping with the technical stuff. And I want to just come in all friendly and nice and see what it was like. And I've been to Carlsbad Caverns 4 times before this, and it's really a big police state now. Now, tying in to Gerald Celente coming up, we're about to get some other news and some recaps of some of the stuff we already mentioned, and get Aaron Dykes' take, who's riding shotgun with us throughout the 3 hours today. And I certainly appreciate the fantastic job he did and the crew did yesterday with that in-depth breakdown of the censorship of the proof of FEMA camps in America, and also the fact that they're hiding geoengineering, terraforming, chemtrailing in plain view. Amazing job with Aaron Dykes, but I wanted to go over some of the news here. Sprint launches soon-to-be mandatory emergency alert messages. We told you years ago this was coming. Government said they're going to do it. They're going to commandeer your computer, your cell phone. Jumbotrons will be everywhere in public. License plates will be digital that will flash images and alerts. Cell phones will be mandatory in all new cars and will listen to you inside your car. How do I know all this is coming? And of course, much of it has now happened because I read the government documents. Homeland Security 3 years ago was actually entertaining and recommending to Congress and the federal government that they get funding to pilot taser bracelets on everyone getting on planes. This is beyond Orwell. Okay. I know what's coming because I saw the federal purchase orders for Austin alone in 1998 for $844,000 in microphones hidden in lamppost. Then I learned it went nationwide in the last 12 years or so, 13 years. Now they're announcing it to the slaves. We know what we're talking about. Some people are experts on football or acting trendy or, I don't know, acting tough or whatever the general public does. I'm actually into the real world. I'm actually into science, quantum mechanics. I'm into literature, history, astronomy. Not because I think it's trendy and cool to be into that. I'm really into giant gas giants exploding and huge coronal mass ejections and gigantic star cluster formations that Hubble telescope has photographed. I want to know the secrets of the universe in my limited consciousness, my tiny time to be alive. I don't want to be filled full of Madison Avenue crud as they sell us slavery. And because I've made a 20-year study, almost 17 years, it'll be 17 years in February, on air, on Access TV and then AM and FM, and now today XM, close to 100 AM and FM stations, Global Shortwave, all of it. I want to infect others with my love of life and that curiosity and that creative spirit that is the creative drive of humanity. You're either creative or you're destructive. You're either into love and building and strength, or you're into destruction and death. And all of us have both sides of that in us. But it's what side do we reach for? I reach for the light. I reach for the good. I reach for the truth, no matter what comes of all of this. Now, huge developments are taking place, and I'll get into this once Salente is on with us, and then more later with Aaron. We're going to open the phones up in the second and third hour. We may have Kaiser and Tarpley popping in from Syria. He wanted to come on today. He's there reporting, but we're unable to get a hold of him, and he's also been in zones where snipers are firing on people. Very, very brave to be facing up to the CIA slash Mossad slash Wahhabi Saudi Arabian terror forces that are there on the ground. But Russian warships enter Syrian waters to prevent NATO attack. So we're going to be breaking that down. We're not saying Syria is good either. The point is, this is all part of a globalist plan. But the big news is there's riots all over Europe as they announce, we're taking part of your pension fund. We're raising your taxes. Well, that'll bankrupt my restaurant, my hotel, my business. Sorry, too bad. It's got to be paid to the bankers. You've got to go into slavery to them because they created the debt. And now there's another report up that I want to go to, and that's Germany's secret plan to derail British referendum on EU. That's London Telegraph, who's also reporting on the globalists admitting they're technocratic dictators. And in the report, they talk about what Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage, your British member of EU Parliament, have talked about. 75% or more of the laws are not even made by the countries. And England never voted to be part of this, but they're under it, 75%+. Well, now here's the headline. Germany's secret plan to derail British referendum on the EU. What has the British traitorous, and he is a traitor, Prime Minister said? He said, I will block the people of the UK being able, Mr. Cameron has said, I will block them being able to vote on this. I will block them from being able to vote on being totally brought into the euro and having no power, and the euro can raise their taxes whatever they want and send that money wherever they want to all the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan bankers who literally are in every power position of every country over there and over the European Union technocratic bureaucracy. Aaron Dykes, give us your take on this in a few minutes before break, and tell us the news you've got coming up on the other side.
Well, Alex, obviously I am pretty alarmed about the situation in Italy because it's an out-and-out Bilderberg steering member, somebody who's been on the list as far back as I can trace what's going on Bilderberg from my own perspective, and that's Mario Monti. And, of course, they always have these ready-to-go nicknames, Super Mario, like he's going to save everyone. And he's just openly bringing in all these technocrats. I love Gerald Celente's quote from a few days ago that a technocrat's just a bureaucrat who knows how to cook the books, Alex. And then even more alarming are the details in this Telegraph article about Merkel's plan to really bring to power this new fund, which they openly say in the article will have the power to take ailing countries into receivership and run their economies. So it's a
Sure, that's always the cover. It's always, oh, it's a bailout for the banks, $887 billion. Then you learn it's a blank check for the banks to take over the U.S. Now the Super Congress is making all the major laws. Bills don't originate in the House from individual members, as they've done for 200-plus years. Everything is being overwritten.
Alex, and so Obama's not even signing his own bills now. He's using a, quote, auto pen, some kind of copied signature while he's away on business. Have you seen this?
Yes, it's incredible. And expanding on this here, and we'll come back and get into more of this, of the rioting happening in Europe. I want the listeners to think about the magnitude of this. They're talking about it being a new euro bond to get them out of trouble. But in the agreement for the bond, the nations waive all their rights in perpetuity. And the UK, who never even entered it to begin with, can't even get a vote on it. This is a financial military takeover. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Dykes, straight ahead. It's so exciting what's happening. I mean, it's horrifying, but it's still very, very exciting.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Wow, where are all those people over the last 50 years that made fun of all these military officers, government agents, and others at first who came out and warned that there was a global financial takeover happening by giant financial institutions that wanted to destroy free market capitalism and bring in a crony system where the general public lives in a communal kind of Soviet model, but the globalists are offshore and exempt from it all, and siphon the money off to themselves? And then again, for 16 plus years, I've told people, Bank of the World's coming. They'll bankrupt the major regions, the Euro, the North American Union, then the Asian Union, and then say, oh, this is a terrible crisis. The answer is a mega union. And we're entering the next to final phase now in the establishment of this. And once they have the global government in, they can then, in an orchestrated fashion, shut down the countries even more, cut off your resources. As they've said in their Plandopolis productions, they even show British school children. This is a post-industrial world by design to make you absolutely poor slaves that cannot resist. Then they'll say, get sterilized, give you welfare. Get government approval to have kids. All of this is coming in. This is all a public blueprint. We cover it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Aaron, go back to the magnitude. I mean, they're even calling this in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, a banking dictatorship, a Goldman Sachs global coup. They're now taking our exact terms we've been using for many, many years because that's what it is. We didn't just hit the center of the dartboard. We were like Robin Hood, splitting the arrow with another arrow, and then splitting it again and again and again and again. Now, how did we do this? Because we aren't smart, because we care. We learned history, and we know the globalist handbook. It's like if I go to a play, and it's got a big, thick breakdown or program. That's why it's called a program. Oh, here's your program. You know who's coming up next. You know who's going to sing. You know who's playing who. And you're like, oh, they're about to start the third act. Oh, this is a Shakespearean event. Aaron Dykes, you got the floor.
I mean, I agree. And, you know, groups like the Bilderberg have planned the European Union for more than 50 years, and they always hinged on these embryonic plans. They knew they couldn't open the gates with a full union, so they started with the coal and other industrial, you know, common pool treaties, getting the groups together, and now they've progressed to this stage where it is openly a total banking takeover. And I agree. It's right here in the articles. They totally admit that's what it is. They're going to put these countries into receivership and completely run them. And you can see where even if socialism isn't advisable, it's become the trend in many of these small European countries. The people are used to it. And all those social benefits they've come to depend on will be just run by bankers. So they'll say no, whatever.
And again, in Europe, they're taking around 70% of people's money, even poor people. And then they bring in the foreigners to basically be the political bloc who are on total welfare in many cases to outvote the domestic groups. This is the Balkanization plan. That's why they always want to get the states here in more debt with unfunded mandates. It's all about bringing us to this implosion point.
Exactly. And if you were going to have these socialist systems, it makes sense in those smaller countries where you have some accountability. Now there's no accountability whatsoever. And they're openly using these austerity measures and going to loot the pension funds. And who knows what's going to happen to the people in these countries. But obviously the countries themselves are going to be going into one form or another of bankruptcy. And the banks are openly running the whole thing. I mean, Mario Monti is a very naked example of that, Alex.
Well, also, don't forget, they've militarized everything in the last 15 years. As soon as Europe got rid of rules on investment banks getting into general banking, as soon as they got rid of it here, this is the exact thing that's been done in Argentina and other countries. This is an exact plan. It was done in Japan. They've been in a 15-year recession, really a depression. This is all about a consolidation. That's why we were able to call it. The globalists admit it was a premeditated consolidation. And now they admit, you know, Denver's got TV ads and manuals saying, don't even trust your best friend. They're probably a terrorist. What's a terrorist? They don't like the Federal Reserve. A terrorist is a real American or a real European or a real Mexican or a real Chinese, anybody, no matter where you are in the world, who recognizes that globalism is a banker corporate takeover crime syndicate run by eugenicists. It's not just corporations taking over the world and, oh, they'll be our rulers. That's bad enough. These are psycho control freaks who cared enough about killing the majority of us to spend decades getting control. This is their religion. World government is only the means to the end. The real party starts once they've got the real power and start shutting off the resources. Then the extermination begins. Then the giant regional wars with the few areas they haven't taken over starts. This is red level emergency. Red level emergency. The New World Order is here exactly as we told you it would be. Do you want to see the next phases come true? Do you hear me? This is a Mayday emergency situation. I'm Alex Jones with Aaron Dykes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Gerald Salentis.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born,
into this world we're thrown,
into this world we're thrown.
Thank you for joining us. Gerald Salente is going to be our guest the next 30 minutes. We had him on 2 days ago on the radio show. And now, of course, last night he joined us for InfoWars Nightly News that Rob Dew hosted and did a great job along with the crew producing. I was watching CNBC this morning, and the host who was anchoring it went to Cramer, Jim Cramer, and two other field reporters who were in the New York Stock Exchange. And the anchor host, I think they said his name was Jamie, I forget his last name, but this was on about 2-3 hours ago. He said on there, well, the markets are going down because of MF Global, not because of the bankruptcy, but because first we were told the money disappeared, 600 to 900 million. Now we're told that they found it, but now again, they won't say where it is. This looks like theft. And that's what is really driving down the markets and driving down speculation in commodities and other things. He said this is really a serious situation. Then he cuts to Kramer and he cuts to the other people. And they all say, well, this type of thing happens sometimes. And, you know, that's what happens when you're speculating or whatever. No, this was segregated accounts. And AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, Forbes, they've all reported this is unprecedented. That's why investors are freaking out and getting out of the market. That's why people don't trust banks. We've already had all these semi-runs on banks, people trying to take their money out of Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and others, because they understand that. And some of the banks try to refuse to give you your money. You've seen the attempts to ratchet up all these fees. This is what the cashless society is about. They get to take your money and then not get in trouble. So as this broke earlier in the week, suddenly there was going to be judges involved, and they were going to get the money back. Well, now MF Global and all the little companies it grabbed up, like the one that Salente's been doing trades through for more than 30 years, suddenly they were going to give the money back. Now they're saying, we don't know where it is. And it's just a new situation where you don't get your money back. First it was, you might get a little back, and then no, you'll get it all back. And now, sorry, it's gone. And the funny thing was, and I'm going to Gerald, is that about 5 minutes later, they go to break and they come back with the host who's there anchoring, you know, from the news desk. And he goes, actually, just to clarify things, I've researched all these rumors of the money being stolen. And they're just that. They're rumors. We can't confirm. So I just want to say that. So, well, we know the money's gone. And he admitted it was a theft, and that's what's hurting the market. Then he comes back 5 minutes later and was chastised, I guess, behind the scenes in his earpiece or whatever. And it's like, actually, there's nothing to these rumors. He didn't say conspiracy theories. But, the money's gone, but that's just it. So joining us now is Trends Forecast researcher, Trends Forecaster Gerald Salente, who had more than $100,000 taken that was in his account, his money. And he was going to take physical December delivery. And, of course, a lot of people had predicted that you'd see problems in December with delivery because a lot of these companies, they believe, don't have the physical gold. Gerald Salente, thank you for joining us. Give us the latest developments with your case. And then I want to get your take and your expert analysis and breakdown, along with Aaron Dykes, who also rides shotgun with us because I'm on the road. With Germany's secret plans to derail a British referendum on EU, they admit it's a total banker dictatorship, a Goldman Sachs coup, that's Time Magazine, over Europe, but they say how great. Goldman will now manage Europe. They'll fix the problems when they literally piloted the problem with all their minions and all the finance positions, prime minister and president's positions, preparing for this takedown. On the way up, they made tens of trillions selling the derivatives garbage. Now they have the government agents they control sign on to those debts and then have the whore media, or prostitute as you call them, sell the public on it's your debt, it's your fault, and they're telling them, we're taking part of your pension funds. We're taking your money. We're raising your taxes. Sorry if you go out of business. It's our money. Give it to us. So all Hades is literally breaking loose. Gerald Salente.
Yes. Thank you, Alex. Let me first explain, because a lot of people don't seem to understand this. It is like having a layaway plan. You go to a store and you're going to buy something, but you don't have all the money yet. So you just keep adding money into it until you have enough money, and then you go pick it up. Now imagine that you go pick it up, and you go to the place where the store was, and the store is no longer there. And you put all the money in. That's exactly what happened to me. I was building the account, having planned it out, that I would take delivery this month. And kept putting money into my account, building my account until I had enough money. So all those morons out there that are saying what I'm doing, you know, oh, you didn't believe in paper, this and that, you don't know what you're talking about. Number two, I just got off the phone with the broker. Here's the deal. People like myself that had money in the account and the position to pick up the gold, we're getting nothing. Zero. Some people are getting 60 cents on their dollar. Now, here's the big lie. And those guys, I mean, anybody that watches CNBC and believes those little guys out there that are always, you know, sucking up and bowing down to the money men, you know, they should have their head examined. Because here's the deal. The CME Group, and this is a story that we broke with you last night. The CME Group is the exchange that handles all the delivery, the derivatives and the commodities. That's the exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange handles stocks. The CME Group handles derivatives and commodities. Now, commodities isn't just speculation. Farmers use it. Airlines use it. Millions and millions of people use exchanges and businesses buying futures for delivery. Now, here is what the CEO of the CME Group, Terrence Duffy, said last year. We picked this up after doing research. We pulled it up. This was at a press conference with the former Mayor Daley, who he called his great friend. No customer has ever lost a penny as a result of the clearing member defaulting through the CME Group. That's number one, he said. Number two, and this is the most important part. Since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts. To do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral to support the transactions that are being done on our markets. Okay, Terry boy, over there in Chicago with your good buddy Daily from the machine, where's the guarantee? I know how to read. I understand English. The CME is either a fraud or this guy's a con or he's a liar. You pick it. It's one of those three because they're saying they guarantee it and we haven't gotten our money and they're saying it's only $700 million short. That's why the markets are falling apart. There is no guarantor. It's a lie, a con, or a fraud.
Gerald, this is news of which the magnitude, I don't even have words to describe. Let me ask you this question, and I think I know I'm going to know the answer, but you're on the inside of this now. And I want to go back over exactly what this broker creature was telling you. I want to break this down. If they're admitting that the markets are falling apart, and especially the futures markets, because this is destroying confidence. If it's well known to even a layman like myself who just studies this as a novice, that if you've got money in your account and that it's yours and it says on the account that it is segregated, that is your money. To take that as total fraud, it's the equivalent of wire fraud or basically bank robbery without a weapon. It's a serious felony. I mean, you can spend life in prison for this. So why over 650, 700, 900, we see different numbers. Let's just say it's 700 million. Why over 700 million with a company that has tens of millions of customers tied into trillions in different forms of assets? Why would they endanger the entire structure at this juncture over 700, 900 million, whatever it really is, less than $1 billion? I think the answer is what you said 3 days ago here.
That's right. They don't have the product. They don't have the gold to deliver. And the same thing's going to happen with ETFs. This is a big fraud. This guy is shooting off his mouth saying that they're going to guarantee it and they have $100 billion in collateral. $100 billion and Terry boy, you can't come up with $700 million. So my belief is there's no money in there. My belief, this whole thing is one big scam. Pick up the papers. Look what's going on.
No. Gerald, that's it. This is bigger than Madoff. This is the beginning. There's no doubt. And that's why they, all of them on CNBC, when this got brought up, were scared to death like they were in front of a firing squad, Gerald. This is bigger than Madoff. And they now admit the money isn't there. That's why they said 3 days ago, oh, it's there. It's an accident. We'll give it back. Now they're saying, okay, the money isn't there. Just forget about it. You've talked to them. And they say, listen, Gerald, you want your $500,000 or whatever it is. I mean, you won't say it's over $100,000. You're not getting it. I mean, these people are.
You're right. You're not getting it. And the whole thing, how did they come up with this whole idea that they're going to take our money? They took the money out of our accounts and they put it with a trustee. Oh, yeah. Trust that trustee. Who made this one up? As I said, what, did the Lanskys get together with the Capones and we're giving it to this guy? I mean, they just make these rules up as they go along. And here's my big rub. Where's Corzine? Where is he, the guy that brought this company down? Oh, by the way, Alex, betting 40 to 1. That's right, putting down $1 and betting 40 on it. Who gets away with this? The only people that get away with it are the criminals that have connections to the White House and Wall Street.
And let's stop right there.
Corzine was up, by the way. He was up, as it goes, to be the next Treasury Secretary under Obama's new term.
Wow, let me inject this.
Any time. He's still, nobody's going after him. Why doesn't he go to jail until this thing is cleared up? Why don't they get his passport so he can't leave the country? Why isn't he doing a perp walk like you or I would do? Boy, would they love to bring us down. Where are all those tough New York City finest that are spraying pepper spray at old ladies and beating up kids? Where are they? You know where they are? They're nothing more than enforcers for the financial crime bosses as they close off Wall Street. You know, am I losing it, Alex? Yes. Just like Jesus Christ did. The only time the man of peace lost his temper and pulled out the whip was to beat the money changers out of the temple. And the temple in this country has become the banks. We must bow to the bankers. Look at Fox. They run this piece today about, oh, poor Corzine, oh, falling down from his heights. This is what got Christ angry, and boy, it has me angry. And everybody out there, I don't care what company you have your money with. As I said, Raymond James, Infidelity, Charlie Schwab, if they go bust, you're going to get the shaft. You're not going to get your money out of the bank. Read the headlines in the papers. The banks in Europe are coming up with all kinds of schemes, trying to figure out how to keep this Ponzi scheme going. And you hit it. You nailed it, Alex. Those little boys on CNBC, they know it's a Ponzi scheme. It's collapsing. They can't come up with $700 million to quiet this thing down.
Unbelievable. But Gerald, that was my question for you, is that some people spend this, about the 33,000 customers that have had their life savings stolen in many cases, many of them widows, you name it, out of just plain old cash accounts where they take a delivery of cash in their accounts. This will destroy confidence. And it's not like he went and invested with Corzine, who's betting 40 to 1. He came and gobbled up the established company you'd been using since the mid-70s. But here's my question then. Why are they letting this happen now? Why have they just decided to hide this in plain view? I mean, even if they can't come up with $700 million, you know the Treasury could go somewhere and scrounge up $700 million in gold. Have they gone ahead and decided to set the precedent now with this and test it and see if they can get away with it? A. B, I don't think they're getting away with it. Everybody I know, including myself, I've got to decide with the operating capital we've got in the business account to run my radio TV system and my 35 employees, I've got to decide what to do with that, because it's true. Even though I've got it in some local banks and things, those can't be trusted because they're all tied into this. I mean, they are literally pulling out all confidence, and I don't see how they're going to spin this and how they're going to get away with it. I mean, why did the one host, Gerald, the actual anchor at the news desk, say this is theft, plain and simple, it's destroying the markets? He cuts to the guys. They cover it up. They cut back to him. He goes to break and he comes back and says, oh, no, nothing's going on here. I mean, and by the way, again, they all look scared, Gerald.
Oh, yeah, they're scared. As I say, you've covered the bases, Alex. It's those possibilities. It's number one, they can't come up with the dough, just like Bernie Madoff couldn't come up with it. It's a Ponzi scheme. Number two, yes, they're setting us up. They're seeing what public reaction is going to be. And number three, the whole system is collapsing. Look how they tried to promote They brought in the saviors over in Europe into Greece and into Italy, the Goldman Sachs gang, to run the show. And by the way, the Rothschilds would be jealous to see what the Goldman boys have pulled off. This is far greater than what they've ever done. We got the Goldman Sachs boys that have been in the White House, running the White House. We got them from the Treasury. You know, they're all over the world. You know, this is huge. It's collapsing. It's collapsing. And they're going to keep trying to prop it up. They can't come up with the dough. Yes, it is fraud. Yes, it is a con. Who's behind it? And there may be other people behind it. And that's what we have to, we will be, maybe never find out. To Gerald. Me, that's one of the reasons why they're quieting this down. This is a lot bigger than anybody knows. To risk the whole commodities and derivatives exchange for $700 million, it's ridiculous.
Stay there, Gerald. Well, as you know, Reuters admitted the CFTC chief is in business with Corzine and had to recuse himself 2 weeks ago. So we don't know what's really going on. We'll get Aaron Dyke's take with Gerald Celente straight ahead on the other side. This is big news. It affects us all. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
All right, obviously, Gerald Celente is very, very busy, but I noticed that the fact that this money had been stolen wasn't admitted until Tuesday, and Wednesday when Gerald went public. Before it was just a bankruptcy, and yeah, they're figuring out the accounts and things. Then it's okay, don't worry, we've got the money, it's in a trustee, you'll get it later, and no, you'll get some of it, now you won't get any of it. An incredible precedent, ladies and gentlemen. And all the pension funds, everything, is in one way or another tied to all these derivatives and all this garbage. And now, if it's a pure cash gold account, it's Gerald some money, and they just take it, nobody is safe. And that's why the markets are going down. And the host today admitted that the emperor has no clothes, and then somebody spanked him during the break, and he came back on CNBC and changed his tune. Now, continuing, you heard the last break. Did you hear the ad that I cut 3 months ago?
Yes.
Where I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the plunge. The technocrats are taking over. We're going all in. The battle is about to start because I can see the convergence. Things are going crazy right now. Aaron Dykes, this is a short segment, but do you have any quick questions or comments for Gerald Celente?
Well, I just find it very telling. I didn't realize that they were planning to tap John Corzine for the next Treasury Secretary. I mean, who knew it could get even worse than Geithner, a direct protege of Robert Rubin and Larry Summers, the guys who busted Glass-Steagall, the former Federal Reserve head of the New York branch. Now they've got John Corzine. And there's quotes here from Obama talking about how he was a supporter back when no one knew how to pronounce his name. And yet Obama, you know, does the posturing as though he supports Occupy Wall Street.
And it's all Goldman Sachs people and all these fake conservatives that demonize Occupy Wall Street when it's a diverse group. Calling them communist and stuff. What about the mega banks stealing and destroying everything? Gerald Celente.
I want to read to you yesterday's headline of the Wall Street Journal, because everybody should listen carefully so they know what's going to happen. It's right here for everyone to see. Banks face funding stress. European institutions resort to potentially risky swaps to generate liquidity. London, European banks increasingly concerned about their ability to access funding are devising complex and potentially risky new deals that enable them to continue borrowing from the European Central Bank. The bank's moves, which include behind-the-scenes swapping of assets among financial institutions, could heighten risk across Europe's already fragile financial system. It says it right here. This is white shoe boy language, for they're going to come up with any scheme they can to make up another game to steal money from anybody they can steal it from to keep the Ponzi scheme going. This is the Wall Street Journal. This is Rupert Murdoch's newspaper, and they're saying the thing is in the process of collapsing.
And no doubt they've already swapped your money. That's what's happening. And folks, they're going to feed everything into the black hole, as Webster Tarpley and others have said. It's impossible times 100 to pay back all these fake derivatives that we don't owe. They're going to feed everything into it, Gerald. How do we stop these criminals? Go ahead and just pull everything out now while we still can.
As I've been telling you, I keep pulling my money out of the bank. And that's why it was in this also, this other place, to this MF Global, was to take delivery. So, yes, I would not. Again, we have to look at really what's going on and bring it into the bigger picture. I've said this over and over again. The MF story is only one part of the bigger picture. It's a takeover. It's a takeover in every sector.
Stay there, Gerald. Got to go to break. We'll be back in 1 minute, 20 more minutes with Gerald Celente and Aaron Dykes.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in deep trouble. Incredibly ruthless swindlers that make Madoff look like an angel are in control. They've got our military under their control. Strike anywhere on the earth in an hour. Missiles. Drudge is top link to our article. We'll talk about it after the break with Gerald. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. They're taking over the computers, the phones, Jumbotron, tattletale screens. The crooks are going to use the threat of terrorism to clamp down. Gerald's with us in this segment, the next. Very gracious to spend time with us. We'll also tell you in the next segment how you can subscribe to his amazing Trends Journal. And he did predict they'd start grabbing people's accounts and things. This was him just getting gold and had his money in an account to buy it, and they stole that. He was getting the physical gold. So let me tell you, this has pushed my timetable forward. Gerald, you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment. Aaron Dykes is up there in the command chair at InfoWars headquarters in Austin. I'm here in Arizona reporting on the globalist takeover. They're preparing to take over the public lands and receivership, just like Greece. So, Aaron, you pop in anytime. Gerald, please continue with the point you were trying to make as we went to break. And then I want to ask you the question after the break, when the full audience is tuned in. Some stations don't carry this segment. What are you going to do individually against these people that took your money? Gerald Celente.
All right. First of all, finishing what I was saying, is bigger than MF Global. It's a takeover in every way. Look, Alex, those of us that are old enough to remember, and I think about this, whole generations, two generations have no idea what this country used to be like. People could open up a hardware store. You didn't have to go to work as a clerk for Lowe's or Home Depot. You could have your own store. People used to open up their own pharmacies, their drug stores with soda fountains in them. I was a soda jerk during the end of that era. You didn't have to work as a clerk for CVS, a Walmart, a Rite Aid. People used to be able to open up their own mom and shop stores, clothing stores for men and women. You didn't have to go to Walmart, which controls 10% of the action, and be a clerk for them. People in this country used to be able to start their own businesses and be their own entrepreneurs. And now what they've done, they've taken over virtually every industry in this country. Under Clinton with the broadcasting, putting in the power of the hands of a few. Clear Channel. You know, give me a break, Clear Channel. Clear ripoff. One after another. They've deregulated this country. Laws that were put in place at the turn of the other century to stop the robber barons from robbing us. So what I'm saying is, the MF Global is only part of a much bigger picture. So you ask me, what can we do? There's only one thing I believe, a couple of things we could do, but one of them is break the chains. All you cops out there that keep eating donuts, and you have pension plans, and you have these wonderful retirement plans, you want to see your money when you retire? Guess what? You're not going to get it. Because it's going to go under, most likely, like mine did. So instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts, go to your local coffee shop. What people need to understand, Alex, is that these huge companies, and the MF Global is the perfect example, are so leveraged that you take away a little bit, like $700 million, to the entire CME group, and you start seeing the whole thing collapse. The whole thing begins to collapse. All you need to do is everybody, if you do your share and stop supporting the chains, we could bring this country back to an entrepreneurial country. Another thing, I keep hearing it all the time. Yeah, they blame labor for everything. You want everyday low prices? You have everyday low quality with everyday low quality jobs.
You got to stay there, Gerald. Got to go break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back. Stay with us. TrendsResearch.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here reporting from Arizona. I'm traveling across the Southwest, filing video reports at InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have a bunch of video tonight of some of the police state activity we've witnessed, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, Gerald Celente is with us for the rest of this segment, TrendsResearch.com. He heads up the Trends Research Institute, and he really helped break the dam on the cover-up 3 days ago, the fact that MF Global was keeping people's money. That was not in the news, really, until then. Now it's admitted, but the media's like, well, the CFTC did say this was illegal, but no one's going to get in trouble. It's a new system. We take your money out of your own personal account. That was illegal before, but now it's a new system. We've got to do this, the Wall Street Journal says, to save things. And Bloomberg Radio, CNBC TV, that I've heard them all say over and over again, well, we got to get rid of freedom in Europe. That'll fix the system. If you take everything and raise taxes and cut benefits, that will prop up the world system. It's the banksters that destroyed the world system. And they're using this, they're riding this tiger as they destroy the system to gain all the power. Now, Gerald Celente is our guest. We're also top linked on Drudge, drudgereport.com. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. Again, I've seen them activating all the stuff now that they've been getting ready for martial law for decades. That's how I've been able to come on air in the last few years and say, we're getting close. This is going to happen next. They're going to call it a technocracy. Remember that ad I cut 3 months ago saying a global banking technocracy? What does all the news say? Thank God the technocrats are going to save us. Technocrat is an authoritarian system, meaning a faceless technological bureaucrat. It's like, you know, calling Hitler a fascist. Well, this is a form of fascist, creepy behind the scenes, not ostentatious, but little, you know, like a bed bug that creeps out at 3 a.m. and sucks your blood. This is not a big frontal assault like Hitler, Stalin, Mao. Okay, this is a creeping, sneaky attack. And Gerald Celente is our guest. After he leaves us coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to go to your phone calls with Aaron Dykes and then file my report here on air next hour dealing with the UN takeover. Gerald, it's all coming true, as you said. Because you're a guy who never plugs himself. How do people get your incredible weekly trends blast? I know a lot's on the website. How do they also get the big quarterly report that is so in-depth that you really craft and polish like a sculptor with such precision? How do they find out more?
Thank you. Trendsjournal.com. And again, I want to say, Alex, that we do our best to make the Trends Journal available to everyone. So we know people are having a difficult time out there, believe me. And so we have a discount request form. If you can't afford the full price and you're having problems, just fill out the form. Nothing in-depth or personal. And we will do our very best to make sure that you get it, because it's very important that people prepare for what was coming ahead. And if you can't see what's going to come ahead, if you're going to be blinded by the news and you're not prepared for it, you better be, because the worst is yet to come. We are about to enter the winter of discontent. And I have one thing to say, Alex. Stop using the word bankers. I don't believe it's appropriate. They're loan sharks. The loan sharks are in control.
Yes.
That's all they are. And by the way, that other word that they use, commodities brokers, stock brokers, the reason they call them brokers is because you're broker than you were before you started. That's what they are. They're brokers. They'll break you down. They'll steal your money. Look at all the trillions that were lost when the panic of 08 struck. Look at all the people that lost their pensions. Look at all the people that lost their retirement and savings. Their money in those legacy stocks that would never go down.
And none of them went to jail. Happens? Only Madoff, and as Madoff said from prison, he did what is standard procedure by the big boys. He was the founder of the NASDAQ. How fast do you see this degenerating? And I know you're not somebody to be pushed around, Gerald. You're a serious guy. What are you personally, you may not want to disclose it, but what are you planning to do against these crooks who now have just said, nah, we're taking your money?
You know, I'm doing what I can, but you're fighting against, you know, the system is so rigged that you can't get in there. So what I'm doing is I'm exposing the crooks. I'm exposing the cons and the frauds. And please put up that video that you had. I forget the fellow who did the piece on it last night, who posted it. He did an excellent job in reviewing it about the CME group. And they're either, as I said, it's either a lie, a con, or a fraud. They said they were going to guarantee it up to $100 billion. So what my work is, as yours is to keep exposing it. And we could change the system.
Are you talking about Rob Dew?
Everyone else speaks up.
Sure. Well, let's get more into that and then get Aaron's take on this. But Gerald, are you talking about the nightly news last night hosted by Rob Dew?
Yes, but not that. Rob did a great job, but whoever posted the piece on there, that what we broke about the CME Group's Duffy, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one lost a penny with CME Group, and that the CME group, which is the exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange, the Commodities and Derivatives Exchange, they said they're backing this by $100 billion. So whoever posted that piece on your site, I forgot his name. He did a great job in it.
Was it Paul Watson? Was it Patrick Henningsen?
No, another name.
Aaron Dykes? Kurt Nimmo?
Yes. That was
okay.
It. Kurt did it.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. Tell me the headline, and then after you leave us, we'll play that piece, because I haven't seen it. I've been on the road. Why is this so bombshell? Break down for folks what you're talking about specifically.
I sent this piece to you specifically because it says I have a videotape of the head of the CME group, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one's ever lost a penny with the CME group in commodities exchange going back to the Depression, and that they are guaranteeing it to a tune of $100 billion. He said this at a press conference with Mayor Daley last year. They've gone, as I said, it's either a con, a lie, or a fraud.
Okay, so you're saying Kurt Nimmo did an article with that video, and we need to get that out to people. We'll certainly cover that.
Yeah, and everyone should send it viral. Send it all to the media. It's the biggest breaking story out there. The
sure, Gerald.
Whole system is a fraud, and this proves it.
Gerald, do you remember the headline on that? And we'll repost it on the front page and make sure it gets emailed out. Or we'll call Nimmo up here to the front office and find out what the headline is and put Nimmo in studio. Because this is big. The fact that they're telling you, hey, this is 100% backed, 100% insured. But listen, they're already admitting the stock market's down hundreds of billions over this. They're already admitting that this is endangering the entire commodities future market derivatives even further. Why would they not pay the $700 million? This is incredible.
I don't believe they have it, just like Bernie didn't have it. If they have it, put it up, because they said they'd put up $100 billion. Here's the thing. Salenti CME discussed guarantee oversight on MF Global. And the show I did last night with Rob, we hit the points over and over. This needs to be brought out there. It's a Ponzi scheme. Why aren't they coming up with the money after Terrence Duffy said they would guarantee it to the tune of $100 billion, not $700 million?
All right, Aaron Dykes, I've raised a lot of points. Gerald's raised a lot of points. The last 4 minutes we have, or 3 minutes left with him. Any other questions or comments you've got from Gerald? And Gerald, any other points you think need to be made here today?
Well, first of all, Alex, the article that Gerald is talking about, the headline is Salente CMA did not guarantee oversight in MF Global scandal. That was Kurt's very nice article from yesterday afternoon. We didn't get to cover it until the Overdrive segment on the radio show, but that's why we got Rob Dew covering it in depth on the nightly news last night. And he's right. It breaks down really what is a fraudulent promise to guarantee this money when clearly they're just running interference for the big boys.
And now the system's just trying to play stupid. I mean, listen, I'm not just saying this, folks. I've studied this. I've called a lot of stuff, and I agree with Gerald. I think this is going to end up probably completely blowing up. I've got to say 100 times the size of Madoff, because with Madoff, that was 60, 70 billion. With the CME group and all these other groups and MF Global and what it ties into, this ties into tens of trillions. Does it not in the entire global derivatives futures market, Gerald?
Yes, it does. They're talking a number in that videotape of 800 trillion or some number like that, some ridiculous number that they work with. I don't have it in front of me right now. I had it a second ago. Let me grab it. Hold on 1 second.
Well, I mean, they argue the numbers. They talk about 1.5 quadrillion, and they say this area is 800.
Yeah. Yeah, here I got it right here. This is that Terrence Duffy. He said, to do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral here. And each and every one of these contracts, which means facilitating the transfer of 800 trillion, $800 trillion of risk. He says it. It's on that video.
And they can't
this
even give you $700 million. They can't even give 33,000 depositors their own personal accounts of $700 million. This shows what an empty, giant fraud. We're talking about thousands of quadrillions, $800 billion, trillion.
Trillion.
just with this company, and they can't even give Salente his couple hundred thousand.
That's what we're saying. It's a Ponzi scheme, or else come up with the money, or I don't want to hear anything else. It's all hot air. And again, why isn't Bernie Madoff? Why isn't Corzine doing a perp walk? How come they haven't yanked his passport?
Unbelievable. Gerald, I want to thank you so much for your time. Promise us that coming up over the weekend and also on Monday that we can get updates from you. I really appreciate you spending so much time. And I think you're fighting back like nobody else. You're out there yelling and screaming because other people aren't prominent like you are, who've been robbed. And you're certainly hurting their overall system. But they're such criminals, they just can't help doing what they're doing.
Well, there are other prominent people that have been robbed. But for some reason...
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, and we are live here. We have an hour and 24 minutes left. Bob Chapman is not going to be joining us today because I wasn't sure if I was going to be live today, so I didn't want to have him waiting in the wings. Would have been a good day to have him on the financial news, but we'll see Bob next Friday, Lord willing. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun, as he does when I'm out of town, in case there's any technical difficulties, but it's also great to always have Aaron's researched insight into things. I want to open the phones up now with the news we've covered. There's a lot of other news we haven't gotten to yet, or any issue you want to raise. I'd love to hear from everybody. I want to take first-time callers in the first couple of rounds, because the Genesis phone system only takes 6 calls. We probably should take it on our phone system. We could take 100 calls, but hint, hint, Genesis, let's add some more phone lines. But I tend to go to call slowly, so it doesn't really matter. But when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to join us on air. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I am going to hand over the rest of this segment and a little bit of the next to Aaron to cover a lot of the piles of news he's got and to break down his take on what Salente was just covering and the incredible draconian police state admitted takeover of the private banks of Europe and England without a vote. I mean, I knew this was coming, but man, it's something else to see it actually happening and to know what's coming next. Whew, the New World Order is not nice. All you people out there that made fun of us, I feel sorry for you. I told you the technocrats are getting ready to launch their global banking takeover 3 months ago with that ad you hear air. The technocratic elite are taking over. Now, what do they call themselves? We are the technocrats. You will be absorbed. I'm going to throw it to Aaron Dykes for the rest of this segment, a little bit of the next. I'll then pop back in here in about 5 minutes after the break, and then we'll start going to your phone calls, and I'll try to also launch the phone system here. If you guys can send that to me, maybe as a Skype link, or in the Skype link, maybe you can just put the callers there for me. My little technocrat is in here, and you know how bad I am with systems. I haven't studied. All right, we'll be taking your calls again coming up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Aaron Dykes, I'm handing the baton to you for the next 10 minutes or so.
Thanks, Alex. And it's true, the bankers are taking over, and there's layers and layers of Homeland Security and other groups who prepared to deal with the backlash from the people. You see it now with the massive protests going on in Occupy and other areas, and they're prepared to deal with it in order to allow the bankers to fully take over and implement their new plan of rulership through strictly economic means as they bring down the economies, especially in the Western world. But I wanted to get into Steve Watson's amazing article here. Supreme Court blocks government plan to claim ownership of DNA. And it's a ruling in the Minnesota Supreme Court that the Department of Health is violating the law in storing, using, and disseminating newborn screening test results and newborn DNA. That's something Alex has covered for his entire span of being on air. Many people cast doubt on this, didn't believe it was going on. Now it's being more and more fully exposed. And Steve Watson writes that in a long-running case, the Supreme Court has ruled to limit the use of blood samples collected from newborns. The case has exposed the fact that there is an ongoing semi-covert movement by state and federal governments to claim ownership of every newborn baby's DNA for the purpose of genetic research without the consent of individuals. And they've essentially ruled that the Department of Health would have to have explicit consent to use and store the blood samples. Right now, it's kind of on an opt-out level within that state, but we know this is going on across the country. It's a big issue. And in 2003, the Citizens Council for Health Freedom, formerly known as the Citizens Council on Health Care, discovered that the Minnesota Department of Health had been indefinitely storing the blood of newborns since the mid-80s, using the samples for purposes beyond the state's newborn screening since 1997. And since 2008, health department officials have been seeking exemption for the so-called DNA warehouse. So there they are trying to get out of laws preventing them from collecting and using and sending out this DNA research to larger bodies. We know there's the Human Genome Project trying to map the entire background race development of the human species and the rest of it. They also use this research for background on bioweapons, for vaccines, and all the rest of it. And do you really want to trust these unknown shadowy entities with that level of information? I think not. We've had guests like Twyla Brace on before exposing this. In fact, she's part of that group, CCHF. Maybe it's time to get her back on. We'll look into that. We'll get more into other news on the other side. Alex is still with us, of course, and there's everything. There's the use of these emergency alert messages. You saw the takeover of television and radio communications earlier this month, and the feds already announced they want to go to cell phones and internet platforms next. Now Sprint is going to be part of that. We'll get into that on the other side. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. And tonight on the Infowars Nightly News, also a large smattering of the important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John. Big Bad John.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Aaron Dykes. I'm riding shotgun with Alex. As he pointed out, he'll be back in just a few moments here. We're kind of running the Houston Command Center while Alex's Cape Canaveral is out on the road. Obviously great that he could spend some time with the family while bringing you breaking news. And we told you this was coming back when they were testing the emergency alert messages just a few weeks ago by taking over TV and radio. Which was in some ways a failed attempt. It was bungled and garbled. There was a lot of noise. There were reports that different stations were layering it over with repeated audio or pop songs. And now Sprint has announced that it's going to be participating in mandatory emergency alert messages on cell phones. And it'll be an opt-in situation where you can download the program for existing phones, but new phones will apparently be equipped with a chip which allows the federal government to break in with emergency messages, and you could bet there's surveillance technology there as well. It's something Alex has warned you about for years and years, and now it's going to happen, and they say the internet takeover is next. They warned a few weeks ago that they would be doing this, and now one of the major communications companies has begun this process. The others are in on it as well. When you only have a few companies, it's not really a free market situation where the companies can represent people and decide whether or not to participate in this kind of technology. So it's kind of a soft, mandatory situation. And going into the details, Paul Joseph Watson writes, and this is red-linked on Drudge right now, so a lot of people are going to be reading this. The telecommunication giant Sprint has announced the launch of its wireless emergency alerts program that will deliver messages from the federal government directly to millions of Americans. It's part of a system set to become mandatory on all new cell phones. And the wireless alerts allow the Federal Emergency Management Agency to accept and deliver warning messages to wireless networks from the President of the U.S., the National Weather Service, and other state and local emergency operation centers. Meanwhile, I find it very telling what a puppet position the presidency has become. This is kind of a small technicality here, or maybe not. Maybe it's a bigger thing. Obama uses AutoPen to keep government open. And they get into how Obama's overseas on his diplomatic trip to the Pacific Rim, where they're trying to finagle what they are calling the American Pacific Century, highlighting the importance of negotiating with China and trying to maintain military presence in that area. Meanwhile, he's signing legislation to keep government open on a debt bill using a copy of his signature and a mechanical device that is certainly controversial. And they get into how in the past they've had to fly legislation to far parts of the world for presidents like Reagan and Clinton to sign it. And they're saying what a waste of money that is. Therefore, under the George W. Bush administration, some of his lawyers, I don't know which ones, perhaps the same ones that said torture was okay, that using unnamed things on children's testicles was okay to get information. Some of those lawyers perhaps decided it was okay to use an auto pen to sign legislation. Now, Bush apparently never used it, but Obama has. He did it earlier this year, okaying an extension of the Patriot Act. Well, isn't that nice? So it's just a little technical thing in the Constitution that the president shall sign any bills that he approves, as the language stipulates, but now somehow a copy is good enough. And Alex has broken down how vestigial our formal government as outlined under the Constitution has become. It's not enough to buy out all the members of Congress and lobby them heavily and corrupt them through and through. It's not enough that the president really isn't the person at whom the buck stops. It's really always been his advisors, more and more elitist as the decades roll on, whether they're from the Council on Foreign Relations or someone else with nearly similar ideology, whether it's stuffing the administration with open looters and bankers like GE's Jeff Immelt, who's shipping jobs overseas, even as he's part of the supposed jobs plan, whether it's plans to bring in people like Eric Schmidt of Google to be commerce secretary, or the latest apparent crook, John Corzine of the MF Global scandal. He was apparently tapped to be the next treasury secretary. I mean, it's just totally a puppet position. You've known this for a long time. I mean, what is a president anyway? Given how much we've been hijacked by the national security state, how much we've been taken over by elitist interests, and what a fraud our whole electoral process has become. But at the same time, is this not another violation of the Constitution? Signing bills with a mechanical signature, perhaps that's something to debate and discuss, but it is in the news. Meanwhile, Washington's blog is discussing how the Occupy movement is protesting the same thing that the Founding Fathers protested in the Boston Tea Party. And what's more, the more recent incarnation of the Tea Party also started out essentially protesting the same time, the undue influence of big business in government. At the time of the revolution in 1776 and the years preceding it, when it built up, the Founding Fathers were not happy in particular with the British East India Company, which had, you know, easy access to the markets and a virtual monopoly and a very cozy relationship with the British government. Of course, you know the East India Tea Company was involved in so much, from the opium wars in China on down and all manner of looting and piracy. But at the same time, our founders did see the danger of this close and cozy relationship between authoritarian government and big business. And so Washington's blog gets all into that, as to how the modern Tea Party and the modern Occupy movement were really fighting against very similar things, though they have been co-opted now and steered in diverse directions. Really, everyone sees what's going on, but then when you get down to the individual level, the details fray out and a lot of the meaning is lost. It's definitely significant that Egyptians are back in the streets protesting the military rule of their country. They put off the new elections and the new constitution. Now, 10 months after Mubarak has been ousted, people unhappy that the military has so far refused to give up power. But they say they're just trying to keep civil order, and that they always wanted a civilian government to take hold. So we'll see how things develop there, but massive protests going on. A lot of people upset in the wake of that Arab Spring, which was instantly hailed as a great move for democracy and a new wave of change in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood is being represented in Libya, and they are apparently going to be overseers in Syria, where there's quite a bit of tensions for war. Russia's blockading ships there now, kind of warning against taking military action there. And again, we know there is a hit list of countries, particularly in the Middle East and Central Asian region, countries in Africa as well, that are scheduled for military takeover sometime down the line. People like Wesley Clark have named that list. It does include Iran. It does include Syria. It included Libya, which they've taken over, and it certainly included Iraq, which they have also taken over, and other related countries as well. I think Lebanon on the list, if I'm not mistaken. Don't have that right in front of me. In political news, you've got this real suspicious attempted, what they're calling an attempted assassination plot. The man who fired gunshots at the White House, he's been questioned now. He's been arrested and faces life in jail. Meanwhile, was this some sort of staged event to buoy Obama's reelection chances? Was it a real attempt? And who was this guy anyway? There are articles on Infowars.com today about that. But frankly, it pales in comparison to the total economic takeover going on in particular in Europe, not only in Italy, where Bilderberg steering member technocrats have seized the government and plan to implement these austerity measures, but through this new new mechanism that Merkel and Sarkozy are honchoing, which would totally take over countries, admittedly put them into receivership and run those countries into the ground if necessary. Meanwhile, siphoning off from general European taxpayers what they consider to be an unlimited pool of money as a backstop for these defaulting countries. They first said they wanted $1 trillion, then that wouldn't be enough, and that they wanted a, quote, unlimited financial bazooka of money under this new, totally new monetary vehicle that would sort of float above any remaining European sovereignty and threaten to jeopardize that directly. In fact, it's a total measure against sovereignty, and that's one of the things that makes it so dangerous. And you see Britain kind of posturing, and but you could see where they're not going to have a vote, most likely. They don't want a referendum. They want to move this through very quickly. Of course, they want to jam through these plans. But why shouldn't the people of Europe be able to have a vote, whether it's in Britain or any other country there? Ireland had a vote. They voted no in terms of joining the European Constitution. And they just held another vote until the people were finally duped into saying yes. That's the kind of thing going on in Europe, where they're really strong-arming things. You've also got stories like this one out of The Guardian from 2 days ago, November 16th, and it regards the fake terror plots, paid informants, and the tactics of FBI entrapment questioned. And they have repeatedly been caught, really admittedly, entrapping so-called suspects of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks into taking action. Really, a lot of them are unrelated to any kind of fundamentalist networks. They don't have a background even in Islamic mentality. It's just street people who've been set up and duped into agreeing to take action by the FBI in this particular case. And there's dozens of cases. We've gone through them as they've come in over the years. The underwear bomber, probably just one of many, where there was a clear setup. The World Trade Center in 1993 was an extremely clear setup. We have audio of one of the FBI informants explaining how they gave the bomb and showed them how to use it, and substituted a dummy bomb for a real one in time for the bombing that killed four people, injured many more, and really sent a symbolic shock into New York that would later take hold with the September 11th attacks. Anyway, in this case, critics say the Bureau is running a sting operation across America, targeting vulnerable people by luring them into fake terror plots. David Williams did not have an easy life. He moved to Newburgh, a gritty, impoverished town on the banks of the Hudson, an hour or so north of New York, just 10 years old. For a young black American boy with a father in jail, trouble was everywhere. He made bad choices. He had been in jail for dealing drugs. In 2007, he tried to go straight, but money was tight, and his brother, Lord, needed cash for a liver transplant. Go down the line to how the FBI duped him into agreeing to take part in an Islamic terror plot to blow up Jewish synagogues and shoot down military planes. And his aunt just couldn't believe the way he was duped into it, said she felt like she was in the Twilight Zone. Well, there's all kinds of news like that, and that is your war on terror for you. I know Alex is back on the line. Let's see what he wants to get into now.
Well, I'm going to take phone calls until the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll get into what I've been witnessing here on the road, Aaron. But that shake and bake operation where they always find a low IQ, desperate person from prison who they always force either into one of four or five different gangs, including the Muslim gangs. Then they recruit them out, and the FBI leads these groups. They don't infiltrate a group planning to blow something up. They create it, and it's all part of this backdrop for the general public. I want to go to the phone calls. My Skype text isn't working, so I'm having to hand write down the callers. So after we go to these five callers, Aaron, you just have the call system up there in front of you, and you'll, when I say let's go to a call, you'll announce who the caller is, and we'll do it that way. Noah in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I've just been listening to you guys for just a little while, and I know this is a bit off topic of what you guys have been talking about, but I thought it might really interest you. My nephew takes the Game Informer, which is a magazine that is all about video games. I'm not into the video games, but he showed it to me, and he said he wanted me to read it, and the whole article was about a new game, Tom Clancy-based, Rainbow Six Patriots. And I thought, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And so I read the article, and they actually have in there the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the whole article is about can you fire on Americans? And, I mean, it's just such propaganda. It just made me sick. And I thought, well, I was listening to your show, and I said, well, these guys might like to hear this. And I just
Let me stop you. I know about the magazine Informer because I've seen it on newsstands. I'm going to send the crew to get that right now. And then they can cut in this evening the audio and video of you talking about it with myself. Then we can cut to the video of the actual game. You are the police. You're an anti-terrorism unit. You even shoot and kill cops if they get in your way here in the U.S. It's all about training you. Torture's cool. Shooting cops is cool if it's for the greater good. And yes, you train to take on the Patriots, who are the bad people. They don't like the Federal Reserve. They don't like Goldman Sachs. They don't like the people taking old ladies' pension funds. They fight for the loving bankers who are taking on the evil Ron Paul-type patriots. And yes, 2 weeks ago, I was shown the trailer for it, and from the Rainbow Six website, we were on the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's a guy who's had a bomb strapped to him by the patriots, the evil patriots, who have to be dealt with, of course. And so all these young people are watching this, simulating it, and then the cops are trying to kill the guy, but the bomb's going to go off. So the special forces people are shooting the U.S. cops to stop the greater damage of the bridge being blown up. And this is the situational ethics they teach. They teach this in law enforcement for at least 14 years I know of, that, you know, torture is cool, and a guy's going to release anthrax bombs. Do you torture his kids to make him answer questions? Do you save $10,000 by torturing his kid? Yes, you do. And they all fantasize about being Jack Bauer, and it's all total mind control. And yes, most of the new point-and-shoot video games, you know, first-person shooter games now, have always been about killing mutated humans. It's all about simulated murder, seeing fellow humans as scum. The show Cops is always about showing white trash and scum. The cops are always the good guys. The citizens are the bad guys, the scum. And yes, it's all now in Rainbow Six about murdering the evil patriots. But then in real world, we have the training manuals, gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, libertarians. Those are the enemies. So tell me again the name of the magazine and what issue it is. I'll send folks over to the local Barnes & Noble because that's where the guys are going to find it, or HEB or wherever. And then we can do a report on it tonight, or we can do one next week. But this is the type of stuff that they teach in these, and it's literally hundreds of games now. So it's and I can confirm what you're saying. I meant to get to this 2 weeks ago. I didn't know that they were glorifying the Southern Poverty Law Center as our new Commissar Commander, saying, you have what it takes to take on the American people. They've been saying this was coming. They were kooks for it, but now they're right. And yes, we're coming for them. So Aaron's going to write down the name of this. What's the name of the magazine again?
Game Informer. And something else about that, when you read the article, when they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're talking about how many more militias have been formed since 2000. Oh, I can't remember what it was. But the whole, I mean, it's just unbelievable, the propaganda in there. And these are for children. Supposed to be for children is what gets me. And they are basically going to have these children. The next generation will be the ones that will be firing on Americans.
Of course, sir, let me stop you. I'm going to break this down. Come back. Give us the issue, the name of the article on the other side. We're going to do a report on this. But they are training Explorer Scouts nationwide to kill conservatives and libertarians. New York Times admits it. They say it's wonderful.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you.
realize there is total social engineering and literally more than 20 video games that I have personally viewed, because on YouTube over the years and even before that, they take screenshots of it, of the video, and put it online. The main enemy is malicious. The main enemy is gun owners. The main enemy is anti-New World Order forces. And of course, the militias always engage in atrocities and are terrorists and evil. And yes, it's totally disgusting. These video games for adults that don't know, and of course a lot of adults don't even have lives, they just play video games. It's very sad. I'm not saying playing some isn't okay, but the point is it's a bunch of brainwashing. Be aware of it. The main enemy is conservative, libertarian, returning veterans. Then in the real world, and I want to do a piece about this, in the real world you have the New York Times and other publications where in the first paragraph of the article it says, the Explorer Scouts trained to take on the disgruntled Iraq vet. They take him out and kill him. And then you learn Explorer Scouts across the country, people laugh, oh, those are 14-year-old kids. Really, this program has been going on for 5 years. They're now 19. Have been simulating the killing of patriots. I remember talking to the ROTC out of the major university in San Antonio. And I was at the documents a decade ago. And then when I covered it, other people sent me info. You know who the ROTC trains to take on in every major university in the U.S.? They do warfare simulation drills against conservative, libertarian, constitutional militias. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, comes in like literal Russians that have taken over in Red Dawn and walk around to the local sympathizers going, these are the enemies of our system. They are the, and sometimes they even say, you are part of a new world order. And they just sit there. I mean, this is so creepy and traitorous. We're living like in a movie, but it's really happening. Everything we've talked about is unfolding. Of course, they're selling 10, 15, 20, sometimes 50 million of these video games. They're making billions off some video game franchises. They're bigger than movies now. You know, they're $50 to upwards of $100 for these, and the people are buying them, and they simulate all day torturing, murdering, killing militias, killing American gun owners, and these kids are fantasizing. And then they go and fly real drones. They go out and join the real military. And that's why cops freak out. Now, I want to go back to Noah from Oklahoma. And we got to hurry through Jason, Esther, Matt, Celterra, and others that are holding. But briefly, give us the issue. I would imagine it's the new one or the last one so that we can go out and buy it and actually show folks the magazine article. This is big breaking news. And folks, we know what breaking news is, just like our article is top linked on Drudge right now, dealing with the EAS alerts over your phones. It's now being announced. We told you it was coming. Just briefly, sir, tell me what's in the article. You've read it. Tell me the date and name of the article if you have it in front of you.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry about that. But I read the thing, and I didn't even look at the issue. But I know it's the latest issue because it comes out before it comes on the newsstands because he gets it in the mail. So I'm sure it's probably December, January. It's got to be at least December or January. Probably January because they come out a month beforehand or maybe sometimes 2 months. But it's the latest.
We can do a search on it. I'll guarantee you somebody's already written about it. A lot of times they're top articles online. And again, that's Game Informer. I see that magazine everywhere. It's got like a gray top. Usually has like an image of a video game, some simulated, you know, life going on. It's really Matrix insertion gear, Matrix insertion training gear, training wheels for total insertion into the false reality of a slave grid. But any other points you want to make about it?
Yes, on the cover, it shows three of the, you know, these so-called good guys in their militarized gear, and they're looking down from the top of a building, and it shows off in the distance one of the buildings on fire. Like, oh my goodness, you know, everybody should be scared out of the quiz because there might be a militia around the corner, you know. And what just
comes? Hey, well, stay there. We're gonna come back again. Have you finish? Nobody's more evil than those evil Americans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply.
while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Video games were invented by the Pentagon in the 1970s. That's on record. And they grew out of these automated shooting ranges where paper targets with different human images would pop up to create instinctive shooting or dehumanize targets. Because in warfare, even very masculine, tough people don't like to kill folks right up close. A lot of people, about half of them on average, would hesitate bayoneting somebody at point blank range or shooting somebody in the head. But they learned by paper targets, it got it up to about 75% on average were willing to shoot. And now it's about 98% will kill somebody right up close because of video games. And Doom itself was a first-person shooter game developed for Pentagon desensitization. So it's a fact. Now, in almost all of these first-person shooter games, the main enemy is the militia. Sometimes there's other factions as well. You could pick factions you want to be part of in some of the games. But it's all part of the traitorous activity of Tom Clancy and Rainbow Six and all their globalist brainwashing. They are training to wage war against the American people. The entire Homeland Security grid is for that. Now, I want to hurry and get to all your calls now. The guy got me really upset bringing that up. Noah, you got the floor now for a couple minutes, then we'll get Aaron's take, and we'll come back from break and go to war calls quickly. But again, break down what your son said to you, what happened. Say it all in one piece now. Go ahead.
Actually, it was my nephew, but what I was trying to say was I just have two more points, and I'll let you go. One of them is in the article. I think the guy that came up with this game, his last name was Sears. He was like the director. I don't remember his first name, but last name was Sears. And they were having quotes from him in there. And one of the quotes, I can't quote it verbatim, but he said, "We're tired of the, you know, typical Arab or, you know, the typical Russian bad guy. So we wanted to do something different." And I thought, I mean, what is your deal, man? I mean, you're going to have these children getting this Christmas, and they're going to say, "Hey, man, if you're not with the Homeland Security, and you're not, you know, they're going to be having these children growing up to be the ones that fire on us, just like the ones." I told my wife, I said, "These are the same people that came out to defend the Penn State." I said, "Those kind of people are the same people that are going to be the ones. If anybody ever out there questions who's going to be firing on Americans, it's the ones playing this video game and the ones coming out to defend pedophiles." And the other point.
Well, by the way, sir, that's only the cover. "Oh, we just got the idea to make Rainbow Six about fighting militias." Bull. Listen, I cover this. I've been tracking this for more than 14 years with video games. All of these first-person shooter games have got a version, at least, where you fight American patriots. And again, you dovetail this with all the police manuals, with the internal manuals, the MIAC, the Homeland Security. This is a premeditated program. Do you happen to remember the name of the article? I mean, I guess it's the new issue of Game Informer breaking down Rainbow Six.
Flip to it. I mean, this is like a 6 or 7 or 8 page long, full page colored.
And going further, it actually quotes Southern Poverty Law Center like, "See, this is reality based. We've got a train to kill these people that said foreign banks and the UN were going to take over because the UN and the foreign banks are taking over." This is so sick. I mean, again, we are the real Americans. We are the resistance. We are the people that did the research. We were right. And now they're training the Boy Scouts to take us on. They're training the military, the police. They've got citizen tattletale squads. They've got PSAs on TV saying, don't even trust your best friend. This is the terrorist. This is the foreign banks. These are the criminals. God bless you, my friend. Aaron Dykes, take us out to break. What's your take on this?
Well, it's obviously a dehumanization tactic by the same general field that's trying to take us into this new world of cyborgs and high technology and entering, yeah, what you called earlier, the Matrix. And it's just sad. It's obviously going to brainwash a lot of people. You spend many more hours playing these video games than you do watching a movie or a TV program.
No one should buy this stuff for their kids. Your kids should be on the swim team, playing football, oil painting, hiking, whatever. You shouldn't be doing this garbage.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to the callers, Jason, Satara, Matt, Chris, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. As often happens when we take calls, and I should take more calls because it's always very informative, the last caller, Noah, took us down a very dark path, and I was actually aware of this with horror 2 weeks ago, but it shows how conditioned I am that I never even covered it because I'm so conditioned. Another of the myriad video games that brainwashed tens of millions of Americans and others have come out, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, and I'm not just going off this from the caller, I've already watched the video game, I've already watched his trailers. You take on American patriots, American conservatives, American libertarians, and kill them. And you're a special team that kills the evil militias. that are fighting the loving banks. The Southern Poverty Law Center is your advisor, and they're going to help you take on the American people. I mean, this is like a nightmare. If they told somebody in the 60s, there'll be things called video games where you simulate killing other Americans who don't want the UN to take over and who talk about a new world order. And now a new world order is being announced, a global government by the megabanks, bankrupting the planet as we told you they would by design. They're so arrogant they admit it's their plan. They've got the Explorer Scouts training to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans, and they admit it in the New York Times. They've got all these training manuals. The cops actually believe it. The cops actually get scared if they pull you over and find a pocket constitution. I've got video of it from their own squad car in Road to Tyranny. They start literally freaking out. And it's like mind control. Are they like putting them on drugs or something? Somebody comes to you and says, we're going to deal with these people that are into liberty and freedom. And they talk about a new world order and global government. And then it all comes true. And then we're still the terrorists. We're still the bad guys. And you know, some of the public are like, I'm going to join with the new world order. They're my friends. I'm so thankful for them. Aaron, what do you think of this? I mean, this is such anti-freedom, anti-America brainwashing. You watch movies like Red Dawn that cover a fictitious Soviet takeover of the West Coast in the Northwest. And they take over the town. They brainwash people. They put up movie screens, you know, brainwashing people against liberty and promoting the Soviet system. They get kids to tattle on their parents. They do all the same stuff this criminal government's doing. And they're putting up telescreens saying, report on your neighbors. They're on TV saying, can't trust your best friend. Meanwhile, they are the terrorist on record working for foreign banks, destroying everything. I mean, now they're taking people's private bank accounts. And I guess if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. I mean, does America realize authoritarianism has come and the New World Order is the enemy, Aaron?
Well, I can only speculate exactly on what the motives are behind the propaganda and entertainment and video games and so forth. But I think on one level, it's kind of shifting the spectacle so that people who aren't paying attention sort of buy into the fantasy of it, even as it's becoming a reality. And meanwhile, people who read up on it and are against the issues, they just become numb to it because it's so in their face, even in the entertainment world. But what, you know, the story behind the story is, why are places like the Southern Poverty Law Center always quoted, always looked to as some authoritarian source when they know nothing? They have no real information. They're just trying to demonize broad sectors of the political spectrum.
Well, they were intimately involved in running Elohim City, where Oklahoma City was cooked up. It came out in federal documents. This is a very wicked globalist tool to demonize people that would stop the banker takeover. Remember, they said New World Order isn't real. Global banking takeover isn't real. It's insane. Cop killers talk about it. And now it's all out in the open, and they're like, okay, the global government's real, but it's loving. Let's, you know, torture is good. Secret arrest is good. This video game where the military hunts down the American gun owners and kills them. This is very good. The global system is here. Soon we'll purge America of those enemy John Wayne types. The freedom, we're so liberal. There's nothing liberal about them, but Aaron, expanding on this, I don't think they're going to get away with this. I mean, people are really waking up to them. I want to go to calls here, but I keep forgetting to plug something, how we fund our operation, but even more importantly, a great way to inform your friends, your family, your neighbors. We have an Everything Special running right now, which is all 18 of my films that are on DVD. 18 films on DVD. 18 of my films. Doesn't have the films I produce, like Mermis' Invisible Empire. That's separate. But 18 of my films, you can get your Christmas shopping done for, you know, all of these people. Have 18 different films. What is it? 16 different packages total, because a few of the films have multiple copies in them. And you can support us $99.95. It ends, of course, when Christmas comes up. $99.95, normally $360. It's a $260 discount. $99.95 in your purchase funds us. You know, we're not like Rainbow Six selling 30 million copies or whatever, saying kill the guys that want to keep their guns. Isn't it fun to murder them? You know, cops get in your way, kill them too. You're the New World Order. You can. You know, this is the type of evil. This operation reaching tens of millions is able to do this because you've supported us. Get a Prison Planet.tv membership. I know we've got a lot of new members. A lot of people are sharing their passcodes right now. So a few times a day, it's hard to access PrisonPlanet.tv. I have people working around the clock And we normally let folks share their passcode with six different people. But we had to turn that down to three last night because we think that's part of the issue. We're trying to, it's not the server size. It's they're all logging in at once and it's the software itself. So we're upgrading it right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, almost 9 years up and running. It's $5.95 a month. You can sign up right now for a year and get 5.5 months free. We have the Patriot special and the Info Warrior special. Those are all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a deal where you can get almost half off on a year and also get the DVDs with it. So all of that's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. But please support us and click on our sponsors at InfoWars.com. Aaron, are you ready to go to some more calls? But you know, that point you made is so key. That this is, so many times we talk about things a decade ago and people go, that's in that new movie. You got that from that movie. And I'm like, no. The movie is imitating life. Life isn't imitating art. This is real. They're like, that's that new game. Whatever. Or, yeah, I simulated killing, 5,000 militia right wingers. We're going to beat you. And these guys that play these games, this is really their life. And then 10 years from now, this is already happening. They'll be signed up to run actual combat mechs, armored tanks that deploy robots that they've already got with weapon systems. And then they'll be there blasting us in real life like little cowards in armored redoubts, armored compounds, just like everybody Weldon knows in the Air Force who were in maintenance of F-16s. They're being converted over to actually fly drones. It's all converting to this false reality where it's just mass murder and death. And now they admit the drones are going to be used against us. The combat robots are going to be used against us. The cowardly little thug Ritalin head kids are going to now be, your local cop tech who sends a 18-wheeler that pulls up in front of your house. Six robots roll out the back, go in and murder you and your family. This is the New World Order sickening takeover, and I'm telling you, it's all coming. Everything, we told you what's coming, we've told you what's breaking down, and don't say you haven't been warned. The bankers are going to take everything you got. They're going to inject you with cancer viruses. They're going to feed you deadly fluoride, and until you wake up to them, there's no hope. I'm telling you, folks, I'm here warning you, we got to turn this around now. Man, it's so insane. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Sorry. Aaron, can you tell me what he's saying?
Yeah, so far he's just saying hello. Jason, you want to try to come through again here?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Barely. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to tell you there's another game out there. I tried to call about it a few months ago. It's called Champions Online. And what it is, you start off in this American city that's getting attacked, and then it moves forward a few months, and the United Nations is there, the group called UNTIL, but it's an acronym that the UN stands for United Nations. And they actually hire you to do missions for them to kind of stabilize the area. And one of those missions is called Ending the Terror. And you actually go out and just, your mission is just to kill 200 hunter-patriots is what they're called. And that's your mission, is to go do that.
Oh,
and
they're called hunters, the guys that wear camo. Oh, yeah. I mean, they have Shattered Union where you do that. The UN invades. But the bankers implode us and they bring in foreign troops. They've actually signed the agreements. I've been there at drills, covered my police state films, where the troops openly train with foreign troops to not just take our guns, but execute us. That's in Police State 2000. What do you think of this? I mean, other gamers you talk to, are they seeing through this anti-American New World Order garbage?
Well, I don't play games that much anymore. That was one that I was playing. But that's not even why I called. I was calling you. It's funny that he said that. It just affects my memory. But I was wondering, have you ever thought about like a track type of a pamphlet that you can hand out with just some hard-hitting information on it and maybe a radio station on that? I think that would be
Yes. We need to put out some simple pamphlets, like pamphlet packets that are real cheap at cost, that just have basic facts for people. But again, how does that counter the glitz and sexiness of a murder simulation game where you kill the evil right winger hunters? Oh, evil deer hunters must be murdered. Evil patriots. But no, that's a great idea, sir.
All right, Al. Well, we love you, man. Appreciate you being a voice, sir.
I appreciate you. Listen, all I know is I've been to urban warfare drills where they train to take our guns with foreign troops and admit it's for America. Let's talk to Celterra in Florida. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex DeTerra here. Nice to, thanks for taking the call. You know, historically, as I've been listening to you, you know, the beautiful part about what you're doing is that you not only bring in the bad, but you also say, you know, there's evil and there's good, and it has to be in balance. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring up a little bit today, because I've been practicing integrative medicine for 30 years. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to a international conference on bioenergetic medicine and caught some incredible information on how people are healing cancer and doing things that are bringing them back to normal. Like one of the major guys talking was a guy, a doc who was Special Forces doc. His name was Rashid Buttar. And, you know, he would keep these terrorists alive, or the people they were, you know, they go to do pickups from, you know, Special Forces, and he'd be there to keep the
stay
people
there. I want to hear more about this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40 mile per hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Mm-hmm.
folks, I need to hurry through your calls now because I've got this report from Carlsbad I want to air and get into the receivership of different property. And then, of course, we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back Monday. I'll be back live, of course, Monday here. We got a lot of other informative guests coming up. But it's all accelerating right now, as we told you. Going back to the gentleman who was at the health conference there in Florida, you were bringing up the special forces doctor. Please continue.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Rashid Buttar, and he'd keep these people who were held hostages that were extracted by special forces, keep them alive in order to get them home. And he's a real hero in terms of what he did. He came home, and his seven-year-old had a rounds of vaccines, and he became autistic. And it totally crushed him. And
yeah,
world,
see how he served the system, but notice they didn't give him the memo on the vaccines that they know full well have been doing this for 50 years. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 58. Cancer's up. They're doing it on purpose. All you people that serve the system, it is using you. It will destroy you. You can't join the New World Order. I'm sorry, finish your point.
Yeah, well, no problem. It's just the fact that he went through and got information, studied toxicology, healed his son through integrative medicine, getting out the poisons and the metals. In fact, I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Tenpenny myself a couple years back specifically about this issue and just how, you know, we as Americans can get up to speed with what they're doing and how to stay healthy with simple things like homeopathy, simple things like nutrition and herbs, and as you say, staying away from fluoride to heal the body. And so the conference provided really a wealth of information from people around the cutting edge. In fact, Dr. Buttar put out a book called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
And well, so let's get Dr. Buttar on The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Good to hear from you. Got to jump. Aaron, what's your take on what he was just talking about?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff that they don't seem to want regular American people to use. I mean, just entering into the vitamin world has revealed to me that there's a lot of stuff we could be using to our advantage, but instead they push these GMOs on us. I mean, I don't know very much in particular about.
By the way, Aaron, you've got to let me use you as a poster boy for what health does, because, and especially the longevity you've been taking, because folks, look at Aaron, we've got to do before and after. How many pounds have you lost the last 3-4 months, exercising and doing longevity, but also other healthy things?
Yeah. Who would have known diet and exercise, but, a significant amount. I don't know exactly how much.
Well, it's a lot. I mean, and you weren't like, you were a little, you know, plubby like me, and I've lost a bit, but you have really kicked butt. I mean, I just want to commend you, Aaron, for what you've done. It's a great example. You're a great example to all of us. Because I've been trying to get healthy, and I challenged Aaron to get healthy, and he just said, okay, and totally kicked my hind in. So, Aaron, challenge me now. Call me a wimp. I'm serious.
Yeah, you're one of the biggest wimps I know, Alex. But, you know, overall, it really is about kind of extracting ourselves from that system that's been built up, if you want to call it the beast system or the New World Order system or whatever. I mean, whether everything from watching TV to getting healthy to getting off the couch. I mean, I was brought up in that system watching TV. I've tried to cut down. I don't watch television anymore. I've tried to pull myself into the healthy realm.
Well, if you do watch TV, watch what we watch now, like 10-hour terrorism history documentaries.
Oh, yeah, you learn a lot more from that type of programming, especially if you're already partially aware and you can analyze things. But, yeah, still just getting away from that system and building your own life apart from what comes in a top-down manner from the controlled media and, well, you know how it works.
We shouldn't be eating food that comes in processed boxes. You shouldn't be watching more than an hour of television a day. You shouldn't be not exercising. I mean, they want us in a matrix. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches for a reason. They don't want us living like natural humans. They want us in their modern cages. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air, then we'll talk to Chris in Montana. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. I'd like to bring up the fact that I got a right here in Minnesota, you know, we got the big Mall of America, and I got a friend of mine who actually works in maintenance, so, you know, they just do general cleanup throughout the whole mall, and he was talking about how they must have had some sort of meeting or whatever where they were discussing actually having the TSA doing, you know, just random checks throughout the mall. I don't know if that necessarily means, like, at the door or just random.
No. Let me stop you. We're going to have to come back to you here. This is, I already have this internally. And TSA's put out promo videos where it shows them in malls and at sports stadiums. But yes, Mall of America has the telescreens going in. I don't know if they're in yet. And yes, they're going to be the first place where the TSA grabs your daughter's genitals and your wife's breast. And then you say, well, I just won't go to Mall of America. Now it's going to be on the highway. What specifically did your friend say?
Well, he just said that they were getting ready to start having them do. See, I'm not sure if they're going to be at the doors or if they're just going to be walking around at, like, general security.
Federal goon forces. No, they're going to be at the door. They're going to get their hands on you. They're not going to tell the school groups going there and stuff. And the pedophiles are going to have fun. We'll be right back. You know, they hire them because they're pedophiles. But at the same time, it's about training you to be a slave.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I've shot a bunch of video reports, and we're going to air some of them tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, with Aaron Dykes hosting. I also know Mike Adams is going to be hosting. Actually, I think it's Mike Adams tonight, isn't it? And then it's Aaron Dykes next week until I get back in town on Wednesday. But I do want to finish up with a few of your phone calls. We have a caller on hold. I want to have him finish the story that he was just telling. But I was just looking during the break at one of the videos I just posted. Police nanny state report from entrance of Carlsbad Cavern. And there's a comment here. He says, I went to the airport to see my sister board a flight to California to be deployed to Afghanistan again. As they checked us in at the door, a 55-year-old man grabbed my sister's breast, and I told him not to touch me, so I was griped out and was thrown out. Yeah, now they're going to start the checkpoints out at the entrance to the airport and then at the parking garage, because the terrorists could attack anywhere, and then out on the highway, and then at the mall, and then at your house, because they could hide anywhere. I mean, there could be a terrorist. There could be a terrorist through that green door behind me. There could be a terrorist over there. I mean, they could be anywhere. Only government could keep me safe from this omnipresent, invisible enemy. Oh, but it's not the Arab terrorist. It's the right winger. They mean the real right winger or the patriot who understands things and who's done their research. Finishing up with Matt in Minnesota. So, yes, I've seen them say they're going to be in all the malls. First saw this 5 years ago. And the FBI's called for it. And yes, first they're just going to be there and search your bags, just like the airport. But then they admit it's going to move on to breast grabbing, genital grabbing. And you're like, well, I just won't go to the malls. They're going to do it on the side of the highway. And they know in actuaries, you're going to resist a certain number. You will then be called the terrorist, you see. And they don't care if there's going to be a big shooting war with 150 million gun owners. If 1 million fight back. Less than 1% fight back. That's an unstoppable army. They want to wreck the whole country. They want the gun owners to have shootouts with pot-bellied TSA and cops and military and all these steroided out people. It's all part of just wrecking everything, just wrecking it. They're taking Salente's bank account now just to freak everybody out. And they're going to take millions more. It's just all part of breaking the will. It's all part of the flaunting. Go ahead and finish your point up. So your buddy's involved in the overall maintenance and things, and specifically at Mall of America. Tell us what he told you. And then I'd like to know if he'd like to be able to get in contact with us clandestinely and come on the show or give us more info. But, oh, I guess that's terrorism, letting a radio host know about TSA groping. Please continue.
All right. Yeah, basically that's just what he had said. His supervisor had told him that they were getting ready to continue, you're about to roll that out. But the other point I wanted to bring up when you got to mentioning the guns and the Second Amendment is I stay in Minneapolis, so it's Hennepin County here, and they did something, you know, really weird. I was registered to own weapons. I had bought an assault rifle, and I had gotten a DUI, and the rifle was in the trunk of my vehicle. And upon the DUI search, you know, they found the rifle, you know, safe, secure location, unloaded, no problem. But several weeks later, I received papers in the mail for a charge for a felon in possession of a firearm. So long story short, they used a juvenile felony that I had gotten when I was about 15 to call me a felon.
Yeah, let me stop you. The law and the court rulings say they can't do that. But they don't care now. They're taking people's Second Amendment for DWIs. They're taking the Second Amendment when your wife files for divorce, they come and confiscate your guns for no reason. The Supreme Court ruled they can't do that. They don't care. This is a lawless, crook government. Doesn't mean the average person in it's a crook, but they go along with it. And folks, America has a cancer. Like the Nazis had it in Germany, you know, the Germans did with the Nazis or the Soviets with the whole system. We've got this. And folks, if we don't have a come to Jesus moment and admit how bad it is, there's no getting out of here. I got to go to this video here in a few minutes, but God bless you. You should, most local lawyers will sell you out, but that was a false deal they did to you, and you need to fight that. That's a fraud. I am an expert in that area, and I've had constitutional lawyers on to break it down as well. Chris in Montana, and then we're out of time here. We got to go to this report on the UN takeover and police state takeover of America, where you can't even film the wildlife at national parks because it violates the animals' rights. That's not in this report. That's something I forgot to point out that they told us. But go ahead, Chris.
What a previous caller said about pamphlets, that's one of the things that I would love to have get my hands on would be something that outlines all the presidential candidates to give to people. I think that would be a great tool to show people, yeah, you know, why to vote for Ron Paul.
Well, Ron Paul's starting to get in first or second place, depending on the poll, in New Hampshire and places in Iowa. The system's scared. All of their attempt to shut him down has not worked. He's got a good chance to win the nomination. There's going to be election fraud. But if we absolutely turbocharge, it's going to be hard for him to do it. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, thank you for holding, sir, to bring us that information. I want to thank Aaron Dykes for hosting the show. We're going to play this video and then an audio of myself at Carlsbad Caverns. This is the aftermath video. I shot three or four others that we're going to play clips of tonight, interspersed with this on the nightly news as it was happening. But, I mean, Carlsbad Caverns, I was here 6 years ago, one of the biggest caverns in the world. It's a true wonder. It blows anything I've ever seen away. So I keep coming back here. And they just treat you like trash. It's about letting you know you're garbage. And more, they're trying to restrict people's access to most areas at national parks. And that's now happened here as well. And they lectured us basically about that. So here's this report, and we'll go to break. Come back, and Aaron will give you examples of how the UN's taking land around the world that was put into these UN biospheres as collateral to the banksters. The banksters are loan shark criminals, the big six mega banks. They are involved in a scorched earth, total world government takeover plan. And the name of this video is There Is No Escape from the Police State. Please get it out to everybody. You don't know how long we'll have the internet as we do now. They're moving ahead with all the censorship bills. I also want to say great job to the crew. If you believe in the info we're putting out, want to help get this warning to others, please tell your email list, your Facebook, everything, your Twitter about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the YouTube channel, the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv, and more. Okay, here's a little 9-minute report, one of many we'll be filing from the road. Please stay with us.
Why does government want to go after Amish people selling their neighbor's milk? Why are they harassing organic farmers? Why are they trying to arrest women with gardens in their yard? You've seen all that craziness, worse than the old Soviet Union. Because the global technocrats, the Fortune 100, owned by the big six megabanks, want to shut down normal, human, self-sufficient society. And to do it, to shut down true independent sustainability, they bring in the counterfeit UN Agenda 21 sustainability. Now, here's an example of this on the wide scale. Look at Greece. You've seen the news articles about all these hundreds of Greek islands. They have hundreds of them, some of which have now been transferred for $6 billion in debt, one island alone, that were owned by the state and the people, have been given to the big mega banks and brokerage firms that actually induced Greece into debt. Do you understand that? They're taking their national and state parks and public lands and giving it to the same big brokerage firms that entice their government to get involved in all this fraud and to sign on to the derivatives that they created. So to bail out the bankers, you then also give them your property. So back in 97, I learned about the executive order Bill Clinton had put into place, transferring our national parks and other key monuments and public lands and buffer zones worth trillions of dollars overall, the minerals, everything, over to the UN as collateral to the IMF and World Bank, just as you see happen in third world countries where the IMF World Bank come in and take the land. We had the executive order. We had the Kentucky legislature talking about it. I traveled around the country, and I would pull into the Grand Canyon, you name it, and politely walk in and say, I'd like to talk about the UN plaque. I'd like to talk about what's happening. And they would blow up and threaten to arrest me. And that's on tape at the Grand Canyon and other places in America, Destroyed by Design. So I've decided to travel back across the Southwest and visit some of the same national parks and some others that I hadn't visited in that film, like Carlsbad Caverns here in southern New Mexico. And that's why InfoWars.com, InfoWars Nightly News, is here. That's why we're covering this information. Now, I came here several times as a child. I came here in college. I came here 6 years ago with my wife and two children. Now I have a third child. I wanted her to see it before she gets too big. We're here again as part of this research project. I brought my family along on the RV. From the minute we get here, it's changed since 6 years ago. I'm going to run over just some of it, because one thing alone is not a big deal. But as it added and built up, Richard kept saying, well, wonder what's going to happen next. We walk in, and I see some of the park rangers with tasers and guns walking around, an old tough guy, like they're in an airport or something, and terrorists must be everywhere. Okay? So I think, well, whatever. You know, maybe they're Forest Service or something. I don't know why they need guns and tasers, but okay. Everything's okay in America. Same visitor center I've been to many times. The elevator ride down, 800 feet and all of it. So then I go up to the counter, and I go up, and I was wondering why there was one group ahead of us and why it took so long to get them through. And I thought, man, these people are slow. So I get up there. There's hardly any tourists here today. There's literally more park rangers than there are tourists. I probably saw 40 or 50 total, about 20 at one time. So I get up there and I find out why. I'm being interrogated. I'm being told rules. And I'm being asked if I've ever been in mine shafts or caves recently and where. And I said, no, 6 years ago here. I thought it was small talk, but she was asking it real stern, like I was, you know, TSA or something. She was TSA and I was at the airport. And I said, no, I told you I'm here 6 years ago. And she goes, really? Not anywhere on the East Coast or anywhere there. And I said, no. I said, I've been here the last cave. Well, where? What other caves you been to? One in Mexico one time, a decade ago or more, a couple around Texas. What caves in Texas? I don't remember the names. And I was like, what's this all about? She goes, you don't worry about that. Here's your tickets. And then I went and asked another ranger, and I said, is it that white-nose fungus stuff? And he said, yeah. And my mom's so educated, she goes, so informed, she goes, but the Mexican brown bat isn't susceptible to that. And he goes, wow, how do you know that? But the point is, then we walk past that, and a ranger waves the kids over. I'm like, oh, thank God, a nice ranger. He wants to talk to the kids. And he goes, hi, do you know what animal this is? He has a table out. We're trying to go to the elevators. Couldn't get past these people. He wanted his pound of flesh. And so he holds up a white-tailed deer and a puma and shows us a puma skull. And then he goes, one last thing. And he holds up a map of the park underground. And he says, 90% of this is off-limits to humans. That's for the animals. Animals need a place, too. I'm like, oh, God, does it never end, this anti-human brainwashing? You know, 90-plus percent of the planet's totally untouched. The globalists are the ones destroying the environment. They got a fake environmentalism to grab property and control. But I didn't say that. I'm like, thank you, because we need to get through the park and get on the next leg of our investigative journey, as my children are basically apprenticing with me. I'm like, thank you. So then we walk out and go down to the natural entrance, because you can't just take the elevators down if you're lazy. And there's another one comes slinking over, and he says, no gum, no food, no this and that. Don't talk. It disturbs the animals and the people. The lecturing continued and continued. I said, thank you. And he was all kind of creeping around, acting weird. And I'm like, God, this is horrible. Now, remember, I've been here at least four times before. This hadn't happened. So then we walk down into the cave, and 100 yards in, there's a camera and a sign that says, cave watch. If you see anything illegal, call this number. 3030 and you know, had the code. Before those were there if you slipped and fell or needed help or whatever. Now it's tattle on people and cameras everywhere hidden up in cave crevices. And this goes on and on. And we don't see any of the park rangers. So we get down to the bottom, 800 feet down, and they're all there bossing people around and stuff. I talked to some. They were a little bit nice. Then I went and got back on the elevator where they have a little gift shop down at the bottom, went back up to the top. I got back off, saw more park rangers with guns and tasers. My family walked in the bathroom. I turned around, and a guy goes, sir, did you just come in because you need to buy a ticket right now, or you know, this is the last 5 minutes to buy a ticket? But he kind of said it, like, and I was like, okay, thank you. No, I've already been down. Thank you. And it's just this oppressive culture of the American people are bad. The American people can't be trusted. Only government is good. They've got new Homeland Security ads in Denver that are airing and training manuals that Paul Watson wrote about yesterday where they say even your best friend can't be trusted. They could be a terrorist. Really, what about the government caught shipping drugs into the country? What about the government caught beating people to death? What about the government letting big mega banks rob people and putting their people in as federal regulators? What about all these other companies taking people's bank accounts like MF Global? I mean, what about that? See, this is about us learning to be perps, us learning to be criminals, us learning that we're bad, we have guilt, we're evil. And it just went on and on. There was a bunch of other nanny state stuff. So many, I had to write it down. But again, this park, 90% is off limits to you. In the final equation, if they discovered this cave like they did 100-and-something years ago today, they would guaranteed not let it be open to the public. There are already caves they found in the U.S., Canada, France, and other areas that are huge that they just say are off-limits, vital biosphere area. It's all about treating us. We have no rights. We're scum. We're trash. We have no value. And the government is there with the big mega banks to basically pick up the garbage and throw it away. That's what's going on. And more, I mean, I've gone to state parks where they're super rude. Aaron Dykes tried to go to a state park, McKinney Ruffs, with his girlfriend a few weeks ago. And he said they interrogated him. Nice, clean-cut guy, nice, clean-cut girlfriend. They interrogated him like he'd done something wrong. He said, is anybody else hiding in the car?
It's like when you go rent a car, they interrogate you. Where are you going? What are you doing? Oh, really? Who are you visiting? It all goes in a Patriot Act database. And this is all fact. I mean, this is like Stasi East Germany or something. So I wanted to follow this boil down before I also post the videos we shot in there today inside the cave and that cover some of what we just broke down here. But it's just all off the charts. So here's kind of a final boil down before I post all the pieces that were shot live inside the cave. Again, I'm Alex Jones signing off from the Southwest. I'll be reporting throughout the weekend and next week. You'll see our reports posted at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Thank you for watching.
And there you have it. As Alex pointed out, he has other videos on the Alex Jones channel. He's going to be back live on Monday. But a little tip, keep in mind, he loves posting those little videos on the Alex Jones channel throughout the time he's away. So look for those over the weekend. And again, we're going to cover those tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And as you heard him point out, it is an Agenda 21 takeover in part, but it's also allowing the various global interests like the United Nations to have these parklands as collateral. And there's a great documentary, the Ken Burns one, on the National Park System. Very beautiful parks, not knocking the park system, but you can see the worship of the robber barons and the particular role they had in developing these parks and ultimately in having a say in who controls them at the end of the day. I've seen, well, we'll get into it on the other side. I'll tell my story of visiting a state park and being interrogated, asked TSA-style questions, and I'll also talk about the larger system. For example, Greece was selling some of its publicly owned islands to billionaires to help pay off the debt. We'll get into that. InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. Tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff, so purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We are back in the final segment on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dykes. Alex has left the building, but he'll be back again live Monday. And just remember to tune in for his live iPhone video reports throughout the weekend as well. Those will also be posted on Infowars.com, as is the Drudge Red Link story. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. You heard how the government not only wants to take over radio and TV, but also internet and mobile phone communications. And there's also breaking news about the Supreme Court's plan to block government collection of DNA, at least in one state. We're going to cover that and more tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, but also the story of the general takeover of parks and wildlife across the country. And again, I visited a state park in Texas that was McKinney Falls State Park, and they immediately demanded my zip code, started asking questions, me and my girlfriend, asked if we're hiding anyone else in the car and if we were trying to duck out of extra payments and stuff. We didn't do anything but try to come see the park, and that's just the kind of treatment, TSA-style treatment, you can now expect when you come to these places. At the same time, I've been very interested in Alex's documentary, America Destroyed by Design. That was the first one he did about the United Nations takeover of national parks. And I had a suspicion that there were many state parks that also fell under that jurisdiction. It's true. I found the list. I know people like Monteith have covered it before. And I looked, and many of the state parks I'm familiar with and love happen to be United Nations held and operated, as are a large portion of the wildlife refugees and other things in Texas. I checked Texas. There's listings for the whole country. I'm going to try to get a hold of that list, and we'll cover some of that also on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Special reports all week long there as Alex continues to bring you live coverage from the road throughout the week. InfoWars is doing so much. Now, just remember, Greece started putting up island land for sale to private rich individuals to help save the economy, including many of the most well-known tourist areas and other government-held islands. This was reported in the London Guardian and other papers back in June of 2010. There's a parallel there with the United Nations takeover of U.S. parks and wildlife, as there is here with islands that are very important to Greece, its whole history, and its tourism economy, now being really just doled out to private billionaires and others who can own the island, use it for profit, or keep it for themselves, keeping people away. There is that rewilding plan going on. Just some of the stuff we're going to cover, but tune in for the rebroadcast. Alex Jones talked to Gerald Celente, the latest on the MF Global swindle scandal. What will happen to people like John Corzine? Will they target him for any potential improprieties? More coverage of the naked puppet president and other naked emperors across the world. And, of course, the technocratic takeover of Europe between the new monetary vehicle they plan to put above all European sovereignty, as well as the open introduction of people like Super Mario Monti and other Bilderberg technocrats openly imposing austerity on Europe. Obviously, this will also have consequences for the rest of the world. So we're going to continue to cover that stuff as it breaks and tune in to this rebroadcast. Share it with your friends and family. And Alex talked about the incredible DVD and PrisonPlanet.tv specials we have going on now through the holidays. And if you're ever going to buy the physical DVDs, I think that's the best time. There's nothing like getting a nicely packaged, good-looking product for people who are your friends and family to say, what is this? What is this documentary? That's how you get them to check it out. Also, the UN and Bill Gates pushing HPV vaccines on poor nations. We'll cover that all tonight. Stay tuned for retransmission and more. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.